Welcome. I am delivering an oration on behalf of the Humanist Society in my capacity as a humanist minister in honor of the inauguration of Barack Obama to the office of President of the United States. History has placed us upon the cusp of change, the cusp of action. In 3 days, we will see inaugurated into the highest office of our nation a man whose journey there occurred because of the efforts of those he will serve. No matter which political party, if any, we choose to associate with, we will once again have a president for all Americans, not because of any particular leadership decisions that will be made, but because all Americans have come together and will come together to make those decisions our own. We are once again a united America, indivisible. That is the fragile message of hope that the upcoming presidency has symbolized for so many of us, an impossible hope which no president could possibly satisfy, he being bound, as are we all, by the limitations of our human condition. Is hope dangerous after all? In a society which professes to value our actions in the real world and our accountability for those actions, does hope have any place? I argue yes. We have gathered today to commemorate the anniversary of the signing into law of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. On January 16, 1786, the law written by Thomas Jefferson and enacted into by the Commonwealth of Virginia for the first time in history enshrined the rights of all to believe or not as their consciences dictate. This law became the foundation upon which the First Amendment to the United States Constitution rests and began the long tradition in this nation of separating the powers of secular government from the tangles of religion. That bold action sprang from hope. Hope that all citizens would equally enjoy the fruits of society. What made this hope special was that Jefferson did not nourish this hope alone. The community of leaders, our founding fathers, all shared and acted upon this hope. Hope is that unique power, so far known in the animal kingdom only within Homo sapiens, to envision a new reality, different from and better than the one we currently experience. Some argue that hope can be dangerous because it could tempt us to base our actions around a perceived reality that is not aligned with the real world, that it is merely a madness of denial. But contained within that danger is hope's true power. Once we embrace a hope for how we want the world to be, we strive to align reality with the positive vision we hold for it. True, some hopeful visions are not possible to achieve, nor even relevant. Some are even counterproductive to achieving harmonious communities. None of this invalidates the power of positive hope within thinking, reality-based communities, because hope is the seed from which actions grow. If we are to govern ourselves responsibly, we must all act decisively for our collective futures. And without a vision to guide our actions, we abdicate our governance to those who profess to envision our society for us. We must be our own visionaries. As humanists, we must not fear hope. With no higher power to tell us what is good, what is bad, or how we want to live, we must take responsibility to create those visions ourselves. We must breathe life into our own hopes and follow the courses of action to bring reality in line with our most positive aspirations. Because of the realized hopes of our founding fathers, we govern ourselves through democratic rule. We in turn must use that power of governance, guided by our hopes, to effect meaningful change. Through democracy, we create our own society, and without a collective and universal hope for what society we choose to create, our actions would stumble upon each other, resulting in chaos. So we must be one nation, indivisible. We choose to act together upon our collective hopes, hopes that the best of human nature find expression in the communities we create. Let's go create our community.